4 WHM in 0TR. 0TR, clear.
0TR, KV4M.
Try and get this stupid phone to quit blaring. Oh, there's a tornado warning and down near north of Malden and coming up towards Greenville down there. So I might not be here long if we got to get out of here. Bernice said there was rotation there. And I just got the TV on there a little bit ago. I just walked in from outside, Tom. Shows it tracking right through Greenville and up towards Robinson Lake here maybe later on. Go ahead.
Thank you for that update. I was fleeing the one that was had his sights set on Lawrence there at Hickory Tavern, and I was running towards Greenville, and apparently I'm coming right into the one in Malden. This is, you can hardly see out here. This is horrible, but I need to get out of the house trying to recuperate.
Well, it's going up from Lawrence towards Greenville and right on up through Taylor's and straight on up that way. It'll cross 85 here near Lawrence Road and 276 and downtown Greenville and right on up towards our place, Tom. What are you recuperating from?
DAV National Convention in Florida a couple of weeks ago and went down for it and come back daggone didn't have COVID and pneumonia both at the same time. So this is my first time freelancing out of the house.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, that's where it heads for is your lungs. I've been there and done that, of course. I'm sorry to hear that, Tom. It's a bad situation. Did you have your shot?
What are you referring to?
Well, the COVID shot.
I'm waiting for them to actually come out with this vaccine out of Nebraska, if they ever get it approved. But the COVID was, I had a couple of days of bad fever, but it's gone. But this pneumonia, the augmenting is rough. Two different types of antibiotics for this pneumonia has got my GI tract all out of whack, and I just feel whooped. I ain't got no energy.
Well, there was 1,000 doctors, if you're listening now, in South Carolina signed a petition saying get the vaccine. It's killing a lot of the younger people now, especially more than it was. And you can do what you want. It's your choice. But Bernice and I got the Pfizer vaccine. Jeez, Tom, ain't no different getting a flu shot. I mean, just nothing to it. And like I've told people, my nephew's a medical scientist and CEO of a drug company. And he said his family was the first in line to get it when they were eligible. And he's a whole lot smarter than I am. He went to med school and that until he was 27. And he's very rich and a lot smarter than me. But 1,000 doctors say get it, and they say get it if you've had the COVID, get it afterwards. I know Rusty went and got it, but he got it a little too soon. You're supposed to wait, I don't know if it was 90 days or something. He went a little too soon, and it made him feel crappy for a few days afterwards. But anyways, that's my input on it, and I hope you do decide to get it. There's no telling if it works or it don't work, if the government's lying or any of that stuff. Just get the shot and move on like you did when you was in the Army.
I agree. I'm not faulting anybody for getting it. If you want to get it, I'm just really, really wanting the actual vaccine shot. And not this gene modification therapy stuff, but, you know, it's coming out. Heck, I think it was, I don't remember exactly what country. I think it's Norway has already ordered a bunch of them. So I'm hoping they'll turn it loose and make that an option for us here, because I'll be the first one to get in line for that.
Darwin always says, Tom, they walk among us, and you happen to be one of those. My neighbor's one of them. His wife's a school teacher, and she's not taking it. I don't get it. I was at my heart doctor's a couple of days ago after getting an echo on a chemical stress test, and he said my family was first in line, and every cardiologist in the hospital system got it, and not because they had to. It works, and at least it'll keep you from being hospitalized when you get it and maybe dying. So get it and then get that other one when it comes up. It'll cost you nothing anyways. Just go down to VA and get the jab.
You know, my degree's in biology and pre-med and 28 years in emergency services. I got my reasons. And like I said, I'm not going to preach to anybody, and I'm not going to try to talk anybody out of it. But I do have sound reasons that I've yet to find one doctor that could fight against it with. So, but that's besides the point. But, this thing's going to run its course, and unfortunately, it's leaving a lot of turmoil in its wake. So, hopefully it'll go on and we can get back to our lives sometime in the near future.
Well, I don't know if anything's going to stop it. It's a roll of the dice, kind of like going to the casino. The shot may not stop it. Nothing may stop it because it's also evolving and mutating. But I think the heart doctor has it a little over you in education, but and all of the 1,000 doctors that signed that petition, Tom. But you do what you want. I don't want to go what you just went through, because I had both my lungs collapse and lost a half of one, and 4 lung surgeries and congestive heart failure. And if it works, well, more power to it. If it doesn't, I ain't going to be here to gripe about it. Tom, I got to go. I got to go put tools up and everything, and hope you get to feeling better, and talk to you down the line. This is N0 TR, clear.
Well, Mr. Tom, you and Bernice have a good one. Stay safe. 73, Kilo Zulu 4, Mike.
Oh, Tom, I forgot to tell you, one of two things. You're overdriven, if you want to call it like the old days, modulated, or else you're eating the mic because it's real woofy, if you know what I mean. Real muffled sound, Tom. I don't know if it's your radio or just what it is.
I appreciate it. It's probably the driving rain I've got smashing the windshield right now. 73, KZ for him.
And that was better if you moved the mic back. That was better. It sounded more like you. I didn't even recognize you there a while ago. But you be careful in that driving rain. Be safe most of all. KZ4M, N0TR's clear.